is around 15 lines from the bottom, the line after the star, Bam Yosef. Amalei Rab Shmuel Babachana L'Rab Yosef. Rab Yehuda da Omar Masikin Bekelim Ve'ein Masikin Beshivrei Kelim. Rab Yehuda holds that if a keli breaks in Yontif, so that keli is Muktzeh. It's called Neilat. That means, since in the beginning of Yontif it was a piece of furniture, and then in the middle of Yontif it becomes firewood, so this is considered like a new thing came into existence in Yontif, which was not in existence at the beginning of Yontif. So this is called the Muktzeh of Neilat. So he asked Akasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda says, Masikin Bekelim. If a person wants to burn a piece of furniture, he wants to burn a chair, he can do it b'chol hakovet. Because when he starts kindling the chair, he is doing a pa'ula, he's doing a ma'isa, not with muktzeh, he's doing a ma'isa with a piece of furniture, which is mutter betiltel. Ve'ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. But one is not permitted to kindle a piece of furniture that broke in Yontif, because that is Neilat. So he asked him, Kivin da adlik behu putim. But when the minute he starts kindling this piece of furniture and it starts burning, havelei shivrei kelim. So now when it starts to burn, so this piece of furniture now becomes a piece of firewood. The hikom ahapach, and when he'll stir the wood, will be stirring the wood now, be'isuri koma hapach. So he's being metaltal muktzeh. So there's an iser of tiltal muktzeh. So how did Rabbi Yehuda say masikin b'shibrei kelim? He's metaltal muktzeh, he's moving around muktzeh. So the Gemara answers, the ovad kiderav masne. Well, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, that one is permitted to kindle kelim, even though they will eventually become shibrei kelim. He does Rav Masna's Eitzim. The Omar Rav Masna, Omar Rav, Eitzim shenoshru min hadekel letanur biyomtev. Rav Masna, Omar Rav is speaking about a different case, but you have l'chayre a similar problem. He's speaking about a case that some branches fell from a tree into an oven in Yontif. Now, these branches that fell into the oven in Yontif are also muktzah. They were mechubah, they were attached to the tree in the beginning of Yontif, so they are also muktzah. So Rav Masna says, how, but now we have a oven full of these branches. So Rav Masna said, marbe eitzim mukhonim umasikam. So you take other pieces of wood, and that there should be more of the kosher wood than of these eitzim, of these branches, and then one is permitted to kindle or the woods. You see, you have sai muktze wood and sai kosher wood, one is permitted to kindle both. So the same thing, we'll do the same thing over here. That with Rabbi Yehuda was matir to be masik shivrek, it's a masik kalim, even though they'll become shivrei kalim. So how was one permitted to stir it? We'll do the same eitzah. We have to add more eitzim the hetere, and then it will become mutter. How it becomes mutter, we'll see in Rashi. Rashi says, marba aleihen, umevatlon beroit. One is marbe on the eitzim, and he's mevatl beroit. So becomes bottle beroit. There's a concept of bittle beroit. So the eitzim become bottle beroit. So becomes now the eitzim, the isure, become eitzim of heter. The Rashbe in our Gemara asks a very pertinent question. He asks, the whole din of bittel beroiv only applies where you have a mixture of two of two, let's say, bittel b'roiv. Let us say that a mashal, you have meat. You have three pieces of meat. They're all steaks. The two pieces are glat kosher. One piece is glat treif. But you have three pieces of steak in front of you. So now, min ha-teireh, there's a din bittel b'roiv. One is permitted to eat. According to other paiskim, all three pieces of meat, because the piece of meat of Isser becomes bottle to the roiv heter. But the whole din of bittel only applies when in this mixture one is unable to detect which is the osadika steak and which are the mutadika steaks. We don't know. So memela, since we don't know, it becomes a taruvis, it becomes a mixture. And we have this halachim, if you have a mixture, and the majority of the mixture is heter, so the minority gets the halacha of the majority. So this one piece of treifa steak becomes kosher als the halacha of bittel b'roiv. But let us speak about our three pieces of meat, and you'll have two pieces of kosher steak, and one piece of treifa lamb chops. So then there's no din of bittel b'roiv. There is no taruvis whatsoever. There's no mixture. I know the lamb chop is treif, and I know that the steaks are kosher. Then there's no din of bittel b'roiv. So the Rashba asks Akasha, how can we have an argument, a concept of bittel b'roiv over here? We're speaking about masikin b'kalim. So we're speaking about a person took a piece of furniture, he took a wooden bowl, and he put this in an oven, and he starts burning it, he starts kindling it, this piece of wood, this piece of furniture. So you can see this piece of furniture in front of you. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how he's allowed to move it around, these metaltal buktze, after it starts burning, it's shivrei kelim, how's he permitted to move it around? The Gemara says, you'll put some other wood. So the Rashba asks, you'll put other wood, but you can tell that this is, there's no din bittel over here. You can tell this is wood and this is a piece of furniture. So how is there a musig of bittel b'roiv? That is the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba says the Gemara does not mean bittel b'roiv, because there's no din of bittel b'roiv. But he says here it is not necessary to be mevatel this piece of furniture. It's not necessary. Ella, this is the Lashon HaRashba, Ella tzorich roiv, kidei shiloi yire kimetaltel es ha-iser, Ella kimetaltel beheta, kimetaltel b'shever kli, avalei kitiltel min hatzad. There is a halacha in tiltel mukze, that one is not permitted to move mukze. But let's say if one is moving a davar shel heter, and a piece of mukze drags along with the davar shel heter, I really want to move the davar shel heter. Now the mukze drags along, that is called tiltul min hatzad, letzeirech davar hamuter etz mutter. The purpose is, the ideal example is if you have, let's say you have a basket with fruit and a stone in it, so the stone is mukze. And I want to carry the basket, so I want the fruit to be in a different room. So that is considered tiltul min hatzad. I'm carrying the basket, even though when I'm carrying the basket, I am being metaltel the stone also. But since I'm not carrying directly the stone, I'm only carrying the stone through carrying the basket, and my purpose is to carry the basket, so it's tiltul min hatzad, letzeirech davar hamuter, that is mutter. So the Rashba says that here the Gemara means the whole problem was to move around the wood. So the Rashba says if you have more atzei heter, so then when you'll be stirring the fire, your purpose is to move around the atzei heter, and if the other thing will schlep along, so that's tiltul min hatzad letzeirech davar hamuter. So, one, it would seem that there's a machlokes Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi says, "Klo marba aleihem umevatlam b'roiv." So, sake very schwer. What is pshat in Rashi? How is there a din of bittel b'roiv if it's nikir ha'isel? So Lachayre Rashi is very schwer. Beis Hashem, when we'll get to Mesechtes Beye, we'll find out that the Rashba is very schwer. Because the Gemara by Rav Masne asks, Rav Masne said that Marba Leim Aitzim Dehetere. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Ein Mevatle Nisa Lechatchila. You're not allowed to be Mevatle Nisa. How are you allowed to bring in other Aitzim and to be Mevatle the Atzei Issa? Now the Gemara asks a second Kasha, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirim. The Gemara has a whole pilpul and Hilchas Bittul. So when one learns the Gemara in Beya, one sees that Rashi is right. When one learns our Gemara, L'cheira, the Rashba makes sense. So what is Pshat? So the Chassam Sofer says, Amoyre de Kivot. The Chassam Sofer says as follows, that the Gemara in Beya is speaking about that you had branches that fell into an oven. Malbaleim Eitzim is told me you took other branches. So there, without a din bittul, you can't say it's tufum and atzad. Which branches are you moving? Who says I'm moving? The Rashba said the whole heter is when I'm moving the atzei heter and the mukta. So that's no problem. I'm going to be careful to move the atzei heter. And if the Atzei Issa will schlep sich along, that's tiltum in Hatzat. So that is very good when you know where the Atzei Issa is, you know where the Atzei Heter is, so I'll guide myself, I'll make sure to move the Atzei Heter. But the Gemara in Beye is speaking about that the Atzei Issa were also branches, and you added more branches. So when I'm going to start to move, who says I'm going to move the Atzei Issa? Or the Atzei Heter? Maybe I'm moving the Atzei Issa. I have no way of knowing which is the Atzei Issa and which is the Atzei Heter. So therefore, the Gemara in Beye had to go through the process of Bittul. So the Gemara in Beye had a lot of problems. Bittul, Ein Mevatlen Issa Lechatchila, Atzadovo Sheyesh Lei Matirim. That is the Gemara in Beye. Our Gemara, Pumfakel. Since we know which the Atzei Yisr is, this is a piece of furniture and this is a piece of wood, so here Bechlal we don't need the Halacha of Bittul. So here it is sufficient if there's more Atzei Heter, so I'll make sure to move around the Atzei Heter, and even if I'll be Metalto the Shever Keli, that's called Tiltum in Atzat. And now looking at Rashi says, Mar Baleim HaMavatlam Baroiv. One can wonder if Rashi is going on our Gemara, and Rashi is choylik on the Rashba, or maybe Rashi is going on Rav Masne. Rav Masne is speaking about a case where there isn't an abitul b'roiv, so it could be there's no machloikis at all between Rashi and the Rashba. That is the end of this sugya. Now we are going to go back to the Mishnah. In order to refresh our memories, let's just look at the Mishnah for 2 minutes, and we'll say we had two mahalchim, two ways to explain the Mishnah, and now we're going to have a third way how to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows, Psilas habeget means that one made a wick out of a material, shekiplo, that he rolled up this material to make it a wick. The lay hivhava, and he did not singe the material. So we have now a piece of material that's rolled up to be used for a wick. And on this piece of material, we have a double machloikis. Let us learn the Mishnah with the double machloikis. Rabbi Lezer oima tmeyahi. Rabbi Lezer says, this wick is mekabel tumah. Rabbi Kiva oimer tahirai. Rabbi Kiva says this wick is not mekabel tumah. That is one machlokes. Now there's a second machlokes. Rabbi Lezer said ve'ein madlikin bo. One is not permitted to use this wick, to kindle this wick, with this wick. And Rabbi Kiva says madlikin bo. One is permitted to kindle with this wick. So we have a machloikis in Hilchis Tume Vitare. Is this wick mekabel Tume, yes or no? We have a machloikis in Hilchis Hadlokis Haner. is one permitted to be madlik? Now, what are these two madlikas? The first mahalach in the Gemara was as follows. The first mahalach in the Gemara is we were speaking about a beged, which is gimel tfachim al gimel, gimel etzbois al gimel etzbois. It is the size of 3 fingers by 3 fingers. And that is the minimum shear of Kabbalah's tumen. That is, if it's 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, it could be mekabel tumen. That is psilas habeged. Shekiplo. But usually a beged is used, what can one do with a piece of material that's 3 etzbois and 3 etzbois? The only purpose that one can do to give it a shame beged, you can use it as a patch. But this person rolled it up. We see he has no intent of using it as a patch. He wants to burn it, use it as a wick. If he wants to use it as a wick, so then it's not mekabel tumas begodim. The only way it could be mekabel tumas begodim if it's going to be used or can be used as a beged, if now it can't be used anymore as a beged, so it can't be mekabel tumas begodim. But that is also debatable. Who says it can't be used as a beged? Unroll it, and you'll have a beged again. So that is the first. So the first man, the Yaman, the Gemara says that is the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva in Hilchas Tuma Vetare. Rabbi Lezer holds psilas habeged shekipla. The minute he rolled it up. So even though theoretically you can unroll it again, but that doesn't matter. This maise is sufficient to make it that it is not a beged anymore. It is now a wick, and the minute it's a wick, so it does, it's not mekabel tumas begodim. Shekiplo, through rolling it up, so Rabbi Kiva holds tahirahi. It is tahir. It is not mekabel tumas begodim. And Rabbi Lezer aimer temeyahi. Rabbi Lezer holds no, that even though he rolled it up, it still has tumas begodim, and it is mekabel tumas. So that is the first machloikis. If kippul makes that it loses the din beged that it possessed before the kippul, before he rolled it up. Now we have our second machloikis. Is one permitted to kindle this wick? So what could be the problem? So the Gemara first said that the machloikis is that we're speaking about, he wants to be madlik this wick, Erev Shabbos, Shechaliyos B'Yontev. That Erev Shabbos is Yontev, and by Yontev there's an Issa Muktzeh. So the Gemara explains as follows. According to Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer holds that it has a Teiras Beged on itself, even though it's rolled up, now could be used as a wick, it still has a Teiras Beged. Now, when he's going to start kindling this wick in Yontif, which is Erev Shabbos, so the halacha is, in Hadlokas Neiris, one is mechuyev to be madlik roiv hapsila hayetz min haner. The majority of the wick that is sticking out of the nail, one has to stand there and to kindle it till it starts burning by itself. Now, since it has a teiras beged, according to Rabbi Lezer, it has a Teiras Beged. So when he'll start kindling it, in the process of kindling, it will, we're speaking about it's 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, which is a minimum shear of a beged. In the process of kindling it, it will lose the Teiras Beged. The minute it will lose the Teiras Beged, so it becomes muktzeh, it becomes noilat. That means, in the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a beged, and now it becomes a wick. And ein masikin b'shibrei kelim, one is not permitted to kindle shibrei kelim because that is a shimush with a davar shel muktzeh. That's called he's using a davar muktzeh. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer that says temeyahi, Rabbi Lezer that says it is mekabel tumet. So according to Rabbi Lezer, by kindling it, it will become a shever keli, or will become neiled ve'ein masikin b'shibrei kelim. Rabbi Kiva that holds Tahirahi, Rabbi Kiva holds that through rolling it up before Yontif, it's ois beged, it's not a beged anymore. So Memela, by burning it, it's not called Naila, it became ois beged Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif already was a wick. So therefore, madlikin bo. That is the first mahalach to explain the Gemara. Rava here a second mahalach in this double machlokes. We have here again a double machlokes. The machlokes of madlikin bo ve'ein madlikin bo, Rava held, this is not a machlokes which is only said erev Shabbos shechaliyes b'yontev. This is a shaila in every erev Shabbos. The shaila is one permitted to be madlik a wick, to ignite a wick, b'shas hadlake, that was never singed? It won't burn too well. That is, so there's a shaila in hilchas hadlake. Rabbi Lezer aimer ein madlikin bo. One is not permitted to use such a wick, it's a posel a wick. It has to be first singed. Then it will burn much easier, much better. That's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Kiva aimer tahirahi. Rabbi Kiva holds it is tahir. Now madlikin bo, Rabbi Kiva holds, in the machlekes of Adlake, Rabbi Kiva holds that one is permitted to kindle a wick even though it was never singed. That is the machlekes in Hilchas Adlake. The machlekes in Hilchas Tume Vitare is from Taisus, we'll see this is the same machlekes. That machlekes is that the kippel make it ois beged, or didn't it make it ice baget? If the kippel made it ice baget, so it's not mekabel tumet. If the kippel does not make it ice baget, it is mekabel tumet. That is the machlekes according to Rava. Now we're going to have a third shot, a third oifen, how to explain the machlekes. Rav Amnune Amar, hoche bepochais mishloishe al shloishe askino. We are speaking about a beged that is a little less than 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. The minimum shear of Kabbalah's tumah, as we mentioned, is 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. 3 tfachim, and this is roi for aniyim. A poor person could use this scrap of material. A wealthy person would throw it away. Shloisha, shloisha, 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, that is a choshebe, a piece of material, and that a rich person would also store it. That is very choshebe, that's a choshebe piece of material. Here we are speaking about, this beged is more than gimel etzbois, and is less than 3 tfachim. That's the area, the size of the beged that we are speaking about. Number one. Number two, umikulei matloniyosh shonukav. We are speaking about the kulis which apply to shmatis. That means as follows. That there are certain aloches, that means even though a beged that is has 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois is able to be mekabel tumet, but if a person is miyached this beged for a, he wants to use this piece of material for something that does not have a chshivas of beged, so we'll see, so this yichud, the setting aside for a purpose that does not have a shimush of a beged, that could make it tohel. If the amount, the size of the beged alone is not a shir choshev. Umikulei matloni yeshanu kam. This Mishnah will speak about the machlokes that we find by shmatis, by regs, by begodim, which became nesiyached for purposes which are not oimed, they're not purposes of begodim. They're being used for other purposes. We'll see. Va'ozda Rabbi Leza letamei, ve'Rabbi Kiva letamei. So Rav Amnuna said, the machlokes in our Mishnah in Hilchis Tumah V'Tare is a machlokes which we had in Masechtas Kelim between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. So let us just go over to the Mishnah in Kelim. The snat pachais mishloisha al shloisha. A person has a beged which is less than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Shehiskinu, so we have a picture, it is not real chosh of this beged, because it's not 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. It has a shir of Kabbalah's tumah. But she'iskinu, but he decided he's going to use it lefakek boyas hamelchus. He doesn't want to use it as a beged. It should be worn. He wants to use it to stuff a hole in the melchus, the bathhouse. Or lenayir boyas hakedera, he wants to use it as a pot holder, should be able to spill out the contents of the pot, should be able to hold the bottom of the pot with this piece of material. Or he wants to use it as a shmata to clean something with. So he took this piece of material, and where did he take it from? So the Mishnah says as follows, Bein min hamuchan. Say this piece of material was put away for a more important purpose. Ubein she'ein min hamuchon. Maybe it wasn't put away for an important purpose. But now he's taking this piece of material and he's using it for one of these three purposes. He wants to use it to stuff a hole, to become a potholder, to as a shmata, to clean out the rechayim. So what is the halacha? Tomei, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds, say it was put away for a important purpose, and now he's taking it out for this lower purpose. Say it wasn't put away for an important purpose, it's tome. It's mekabel tome. It's still a piece of material. It'll get dirty. You can wash it. It's still a beged. It doesn't become a ois beged. Rabbi Yeshua oimer bein min hamuchon, bein shaloi min hamuchon, toi. That even though it was put away for an important purpose, but now he took it out and decided to use it for one of these three purposes, it's toil. Rabbi Kiva Aimer min hamuchan tomei v'shaloi min hamuchan toil. Rabbi Kiva says it matters. It was put away for an important purpose, and now he takes it out, so it's still mekabel tumah. Shaloi min hamuchan, it wasn't put away exactly for an important purpose. We'll see clearly what this means. Tohe. Ba'amavula. Now we're going to start explaining what min hamuchan means, what shaloi min hamuchan means. Ba'amavula. Vitei merabba ba'abachon am rabbi. Hakel moidim. Everyone is moide. Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kive. Zolkei ba'ashpe. He had taken this piece of material, which is less than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, he threw it in the garbage. And now, all of a sudden, he needs it to wipe out the rechayim. He takes it out of the garbage, and he is divrei hakel toyo. So everyone holds, that means this is tarti l'reyusa. Number one, it was thrown away. Number two, that when he took it out of the garbage is not for such a very honorable and bechavadika purpose. So that alone, so this piece of material is not mekabel tumas begodim. He nichoi bekufse. Let us say faket, the exact opposite of this case. This piece of material was folded away nicely, put away in a drawer, in a box. It's a piece of material. It's less than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. It's a piece of material. Then one takes it out of the box. He wants to use it for one of these three purposes. Divrei Hakel Tomei. This purpose alone, just taking it, it was put away, so they were machshiv, this piece of material. Now he takes it out to use it as to stuff the Beis HaMelchus. That's nothing. Everyone holds it is still mekabel tumah. These are the two extremes. Loi nechleku ela shetoloi b'mogoi oi shehenichoi l'achoyrei haderes. We're speaking about that this was not put away in a box in a drawer. This was not thrown in the garbage. But this was, there's something in between. Talei b'mogeid means it was hung up on a hook. It's not as choshev as being put away in the drawer, but it's not as bad as throwing away in the garbage. Oishe nichay l'achayre yadeles. Or he went and put it behind the door. But it's also, that's better than the garbage. Is Rabbi Levzer Sova midaloi zolkei ba'ashpe, since he didn't throw it away, taitei alavi.
So he still has kavanah to use it, so never loses the shame beged. Umay, ba'amay korilei shaloi min hamuchan. So why is this called shaloi min hamuchan? If it's not considered zolke la'ashpa, so it's called, he still put it away. The legabi kufse lav muchanu. That means this is not cool that he really put it away. He just threw it achayre adeles. That's why he calls it shaloi min hamuchan. Afal pikein, since he didn't throw it in the garbage, it has a chshivas of a beggar, it's mekabel tum. Rabbi Yeshua sava mi deloi hinichay bekufse. As long as he did not put the small piece of material in a drawer in a box, betule botle. So he was mevatel this beggar. Umay korilei muchan. So Rabbi Shua says, "Bein min amuchan, bein shaloi min amuchan is toyer." The legabe ashba muchanu. Legabe ashba, this is called muchan, but whatever it was, since it wasn't in a box, it is mekabel tum. The Rabbi Kiva betolei b'magay tzava k'Rabbi Eleza v'nichei achayre adela tzava la k'Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva splits it. Rabbi Kiva says like this: if it was hanging on a hook, so that's called, he was machshiv this piece of beged, so mamele it's still mekabel tum. Then he holds a kabbalesa. Beinichay achayrei adeles, it wasn't choshev enough to hang up on the hook, so that's equivalent to throwing ba'ashbet, so v'lo k'rabi Yeshua. V'hodar bei Rabbi Kiva legabi de Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Kiva later had charote, and he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. So in other words, so let us figure out now. So what does Rabbi Kiva hold? Rabbi Kiva holds that if it was not munach bekufso, even though it was hanging on a hook, or was achayre hadeles, and he decided to use it not for a purpose of wearing, not for a wearing purpose, so it is not mekabel tume. V'hoda bei Rabbi Kiva legabi de Rabbi Yeshua. Mimai, how do you know this? Omarove midiktoni our Mishnah. Psilas habeget. The Mishnah speaks about in the machloikis of Hilchis Tume Vetare, we have a double machloikis again. Psilas habeget. We have here a wick that was a psila of a beget. By iri de toni psilas habeget. Lisni psila shel beget. That came from a beged. My psilas ha beged, da dayin begedu. Al kaponim, Rava was medayik from the lashon of Rabbi Kiva. Psilas ha beged means that it still has the qualities and the chshivas of a beged. That means it was still hanging on a mogoy. So it still has a chshivas of a beged. But now by deciding to use it for a week, not for wearing purposes, so that alone is metaher this beged. So that is the machlokes. Rabbi Eleza letamei in Rabbi Kiva letamei. Rabbi Eleza holds, since it had a chshivas of a beged, it was toloi b'magoid, so memele, so even though you decide to use it for a purpose that is not a purpose of a beged, it's a different purpose, it's still mekabel tum. So that's why psilas habeged Rabbi Eleza metame, and Rabbi Kiva is metaya because Rabbi Kiva hota by Rabbi Kiva k'Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yeshua that even though it was tolei b'magoid, but since it wasn't hinichay b'kufse, now he wants to use it for a purpose which is not a purpose of levishas begodim, so it is toher. So that is Rav Hamnunis pshat in the first machloikis between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Kiva. Let us see Rashi. Rav Hamnuna Omar, Masnisen bepochais mishloishe tvochim al shloishe tvochim pligi le'inyin tume. The machloikis le'inyin tume is if there's less than three tvochim by three tvochim. Umikulei matlonies. Matlonies hakalois ve'eno. A piece of material that is not important in his eyes. Dumye de misukones lepikuk, belchets, similarly to a piece of material that he wants to use to stuff up the holes in the bathhouse, the midu d'loy choshevu. V'kipu d'nokat b'masnisin, the second thing that we're speaking about, shekipla, that he rolled it up, mishum evuv d'nokat davke, u'leplukta d'adloke ton ekipu. That means that the kippul chaylik, that is totally in the second machloikis. And the second machloikis is a machloikis, as we mentioned before in Hilchus Hadloke, is one permitted to be madlik a wick which was not singed. That is the machloikis of Hadloke. Pachas mishloishe, the ilu shloisha al shloisha, if this beged would be three tfachim by three tfachim, Chshivi, then it would be choshev, v'lei botli, it wouldn't become botl. Ba'aval gav dekili, even though it is kil, kegoin smartutin, if it's three tvachim by three tvachim, they wouldn't, even though he has other intentions what to do with his beged, it would still be mekabeltum. Sheiskinu lekach, shehikzoi lekach, he decided to use it for this purpose. There are holes which the water enters the melchets, he wants to stuff them up. He wants to use it for a pot, hold the leches behem shulei hakdeire, to hold the bottom of the pot, and to be able to pour it in the seicha tamchi, into the plate. What is called muchen? If he put it into a box, into a drawer, goli daiti the choshev lay, then it is choshev. B'magay it is a hook. The gora mikufse, this is not as choshev as a drawer, as a box, v'odif mechayrei adeles. V'achayrei adeles, odif mizolke la'ashpa. Umuchan de Rabbi Lezer. So now we have to remember the lashonis of the Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer said, "Bein min hamuchan, bein she'enoi min hamuchan." It is mekabel tumen. So what is muchan? What is she'enoi min hamuchan? So Rashi says as follows: Umuchan de Rabbi Lezer, haynu kufse. That's real muchan. And enoi min hamuchan is everything. V'shaloi min ha-muchan is mogoi v'achayrei ha-deles, as long as it's not ashbe, and that is the chiddush. Even though it's not min ha-muchan, it is not kufse, afal piken, it is still mekabel tumen. Umay, v'amay kori lai shaloi min ha-muchan. Why is this called shaloi min ha-muchan? Hoi l'rabbe lezer, choshuv l'kibulei tumen. This alone is also choshuv mekabel tumen. It's not called ashbe. Legabi kufse lav muchan. If I'm speaking about muchan, muchan means he folded it up, he put it into a drawer. That's called muchan. So these things, that's called einemina muchan. Afal pikein, it still is not mafkia the shame beged from this piece of material. Rabbi Yeshua sova. Rabbi Yeshua. Now, what is the lashon of Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua says bein min hamuchan, bein she'enay min hamuchan. It is tohe. Umulchan the Rabbi Yeshua Mogoy Vachoyre Adelis. That's Mulchan. That he calls Mulchan. Vishaloi mina Mulchan, Zolke la Ashpe. That's called Zolke la Ashpe. Vamai Kore Leila Mogoy Mulchan. Why is Mogoy called Mulchan? Hoyel Rabbi Yeshua. Why is Mogoy called Mulchan? Hoyel Rabbi Yeshua Bottle. It's also a bottle, doesn't have a chshivah, so why is this called mucham? Lagabi ashba, da'ichi bo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about ashba, that he calls ayni min ha-mucham. Muchanu, so this is called mucham. Va'afal pikin, it is tohil. Rabbi Kiva, toli b'mogoy, kori mucham, v'choy ra'edele, shaloi min ha-mucham. What about Rabbi Kiva, lagabi Rabbi Yeshua, umetaher af b'mucham, af toli b'mogoy. Tony with Masnisim Silas Habeged, the Mashmasha Dayin Beged Huktas, it is still a Beged, Vechashvai Bein, if it still is Achshivis, it's Tolei Bemogait, Vevelahochi, Koma Rabbi Kiva Masnisim Toiri, Al Mahoda Beholzak Rabbi Yeshua. Shell Beged Mashmasha Kiplo Mi Beged, it was once a Beged, past history. Habeged Mashmasha Kiplo Habeged Atzmai Sholem. Linyan hadloki ke dekim nalel. The machloikis kabi aloch is a different machloikis. Time with the Rabbi Lezer, the boy of Sila Mechul Reches. Shetidolek Yofe, and that is the Machlokes. Let us see two Tosfos. The top Tosfos, Rava Omar Hainu Taime di Rabbi Elezer. So Rava said that the time of Rabbi Elezer is that we mentioned before that Lugabi Nulchas Tumah, the Shaila is if the Kippul makes it Ois Beged. Mashmid Rava Lin Yutumah Islay Shinui the Rabba the Barabe. That the Shaila is if the rolling it up makes it Ois Beged. Lekama mashma de islay shnuye de Rav Amnuna. Later Rove said, she says pshat Rav Amnuna started. Tomei mikulei matloni yishon lekam. The kam of hoda bei Rabbi Kiva legabri Yeshua. And this is Rove's ashtik teire. Okay, nira dochi goris Rabbe lekam and Rove. Venira li, de bechinam noagu anoshim lahadli kapsila lechaboiso. That what the men. It seems this is the mitzvah hadlokas haneir is mutal on the women. But the mitzvah of the preparation of the neiris, that is the men's mitzvah. So, v'nirali, so in the preparation is, besides bringing the neiris and preparing them, the men also used to singe the wicks. So Taisa says, v'nirali de bechinam nagu anoshim lahadlik apsilo lechaboiso. This process, this procedure, of singeing the wicks before Shabbos, Kadesh Teimu Veves, so it's unnecessary. The Ein Aloche Kirabi Lezer, we're saying now, according to the second pshat and the last pshat. So this is a machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Shamutihi, Rabbi Lezer was put in Techerim, we don't pass not Rabbi Lezer Agodl. Boydam winna lekamon, a gemara vaitet aflamedalef, bepsilo shetzoich lahavavo askinon, we're speaking about a psila that yet has to be singed. Mashmid yochel habdikafu bishayna old habits. From the sugya later, and Daf Lamed Aleph, we'll see that one is permitted to be madlik a wick even though it was not singed. Now the last tesis. Beinin amuchen, perish, bekunteres, muchen di rabbelezer, that rabbelezer calls muchen kufse. Was put into a box. She'ein emuchen, tolei bemogayt, beinicha yachayre yadeles. So that Sayyid was really Muchan, Sayyid was not really Muchan, it's Mekabotuk. Muchan the Rabbi Yeshua, Tali Bemogid, Venichi Achayre Yadelis. Vesheine Muchan, Zolke Laashpe. Rabbi Kive, Muchan, Tali Bemogid, Vesheine Muchan, Venichi Achayre Yadelis. The Kosha Lari, so the Ri did not enjoy this Pshat, because each person is using the same terminology, and they're talking about different things. The hashte muchan v'sheine muchan the high time that I have a kiddach the machlokes meim muchan meim and l'shloimen amuchan and each one is talking about different things. V'oy malalam lahaski b'devreim kufsa v'yashpe b'loy pligi bo. According to Rashi, meim and amuchan koyt habelaza means kufsa shkaya. There's no machlokes in kufsa. Why did he speak about it? No machlokes is tali b'magoid and nachayre yadelos. In the same way, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he spoke about that he called Einim in Amuchim, Ashpe. No, why do you have to speak about that? Everyone holds that's toil. Boy, the Perikire Koril Rabbi Kive Machia. The Gemara Perikire says, Rabbi Kive is a Machia between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. V'amai, v'aloi legimu b'devreim Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, shesh l'chalik ben tolei b'mogil anichay achayirei adeles. That means if they would say that there's a difference between Mogid and Achayri Adelis, then Rabbi Kiva says, so by Mogid I hold like Rabbi Lezer, and by Achayri Adelis I hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that's called a Machia. The Nira L'ri, the Muchan the Kulu Haina Tali B'Mogid. So therefore the Ri wants to say a different shot. Muchan means Tali B'Mogid. V'she'ein Muchan, Haina Nicha Achayri Adelis, according to everyone. V'hai the Koma, Amai, so Mameler, so they're only speaking about Mogid and Achayre Yadelis, and everyone is saying the same thing. Beimin Amuchan means Mogid, Ein Amuchan means Achayre Yadelis. V'hai dekom amai korilei shaloi min Amuchan. Perish Rabbi Lezer, amai korilei nicho yachayre yadelis shaloi min Amuchan. Hoyil v'hu tome, why is this called shaloi min Amuchan? Mishani mishum delgabi kufse lav muchanu. Loi boi lameimi mishum delgabi Mogid lav muchanu, even though Taisus holds now that Achayre Adelis is a little less than Mogid. לחושב כולי היי תולי במוגד מאחרי דל סתיו קוראים לגבי שלוי מן המוכן. Even though one is a little better than the other, but to call this מוכן and this שלוי מן המוכן, it's not, one would not say that. וכן רבי ישוע כבוי המי חושב לתולי במוגד מן המוכן, הויל והוא תויר, משנה לגבי ישפר מוכן הוא. בודו לקום לגבי אחרי דלס מוכן הוא, משום לא יגריע כולי היי צי ממוגד לבי איני מוכן לגבי. Let us learn the Mishnah further. A new Mishnah. Lo yikayiv adam shvayperesh shel beyo imaleno shemen v'yitneno al pi haner b'shvil shetehei min ha-tefes. We had learned in the beginning of Bamem Adlikin, we have to picture the ner that Chazal had. The ner that Chazal had, as Rashi explains, perhaps let us see again the Rashi. Rashi is on Rashi is Dafchav Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi Dafchav Gimel Amid Beis Dibur Hamaskel Shtei Piyos. Shahaneiros Shalohem. Shtei Piyos is around three lines when the lines of Rashi become thinner. Shtei piyos, shahaneiros shelohem, shel cheresein. The neiros were a receptacle made out of cheres. Umechusim, and this receptacle was covered. That means it was a receptacle that was surrounded by cheres on all four sides. So the problem is, that means it was a ha, for who hapeh, that is called the opening of the nail. Ulamaylo bekisuyoi, so that's how the wick got in. How did the oil get in? Ulamaylo bekisuyoi, on top of the kisui, of the cover of this receptacle, of this nail, yesh nekev cotton. There was a small hole. The gam hollow yesh lamaylo min hakisui. There was a hollow, grooved out area in this cover. That means this cover had some thickness, and there was, in this cover, there was a hollow area with a small hole on the male shemen. And this hollow area, this grooved out area, they used to fill up with oil. In the shemen, in this hollow, used to drip into the ner. Period. So that was the type of neiros they had. Now, this hollow area, this hollow in the kisui, could only hold a certain amount of oil. It wasn't too big, too much oil it couldn't hold. So now, a person will have a bright idea, and they'll put a bigger receptacle, a different keli, and they'll stick this into this hollow area over the cover, and this will fill up with oil, and will be dripping from the bigger receptacle into the hollow area, into the hole, and into the nail. That's a practical eitzit. But now there's a shaila in Hilchis Shabbos. We'll see the shaila as follows. La'ikev Adam, shveifere shel beyer. So others learn pshat, we're speaking about an eggshell. He's going to take an eggshell, and he's going to make a hole on the bottom of the eggshell for the oil to drip in. V'yemaleno shemen, and he'll fill up this eggshell with oil, a minute hole he's putting in it. V'yitneno al pi haner, and he'll put it al pi haner, he'll put it on top over the cover. B'shvil shetehei min ha-tefes, that it should drip into the nail. What's wrong with this, we'll see soon. V'afilu hi shel cheres, and even if he doesn't take a beye, which the oil which one puts into a clean eggshell, one will gladly use. There's nothing wrong with that oil. A fillo, this receptacle is not a beya. It is a keli receptacle made out of cheres. The oil that was put into this keli wasn't too appetizing. Afal pikein, one should not do this. Rabbi Yehuda says one is permitted to do this. So one is permitted to take another receptacle and put it over the cholol that is over the nail. That's Rabbi Yehuda says one is permitted, and the Tanakhama says one is not permitted. Avol im chibra hayoitzer mitchilo, but what if this second receptacle became attached through the yoitzer, through the one who made the nair, when Bishasi made the nair, he attached this receptacle to the nair, mutter, then it's mutter according to everyone, mitnei shehu kli echot, then it became one keli. Now let us see what is flying here, what is the problem over here. So Rashi says, "Shetahei min atefes." We want that it should drip in from this receptacle into the ner. Biiskayim haner, shetahei hashemen metaptev kol shol l'soich haner. That the oil should drip into the ner. So what's wrong with this? V'taimo mishum gzeiro shemo istapekimen. We are afraid, since this is a separate receptacle, this is not part of the nair. We have a meira de kalima, the psychology of a person. The nair, the oil that was in the nair, as Ashi mentioned before, that oil one would never touch. He knew a nair is mukze, Shabbos. He wouldn't go near to this oil. It's mukze. But now this is a eggshell or a different keli that's put, that is not attached to the nair. It's a different receptacle. And it's in the net, and it's dripping in. This, in the eyes of a person, this is not a nail. This is a different receptacle. They could slip it in, slip it out. It's a different receptacle. You have a receptacle with oil in it. And what'll be in the middle of the Suda, the Rebbetzin will want some oil to put in the macholim. So what's wrong with that? I'm not touching Chas V'Shalom. Be very careful. He won't move the nair. The nair is stuck to the table. He's just gently going to pick up or take some oil from this receptacle. He'll have Oynik Shabbos. The nair will burn. The macholim will be good. What's wrong? So Rashi says this is Sheklach. If he does this, if he'll take some oil out of this receptacle, out of the beye, mishum gzeiro. Hazal asked that he should do this shema yistapikemen. He might go use some of this oil. And what is wrong if he uses some of this oil? The kivin shehikzeyu l'neir, since he was miyachet, he said that this oil should be used for fuel for the neir, chayev mishum mechaber. So by putting a spoon into this receptacle and taking out a teaspoon worth of oil, this person is Machalo Shabbos, is Chai Mishum Mechabit. Ba'afilu Oysa Shvayfere Shol Cheret. Now we'll understand the second Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though it's not a clean eggshell, it's a dirty receptacle made out of Cheret. So it is not Mestaver that the Rebbetzin will want to use this oil for the Shabbos to come Acholim. The Me'isalei, it's Mos, is also Gazrinim. That is according to the Tanikame. Avol im chibro hayoitza, but what if it became attached? Leka lemeichesh. Then there's nothing what to worry about. The mishum iser Shabbos bodulminei. Then we know this is a ner shel Shabbos, the leichter amukze. He'll stay away with a 10-foot pole. Now before we go further in the Mishnah, let us try to understand this iser mechaber. We had once mentioned, and perhaps now is the time a little to elaborate, the Gemara says in Beye that, let us not talk about the case of our Mishnah. Let us talk about we have a open nair. We have a nair that we have a receptacle with oil and a wick and it's burning. You have a lot of oil and I'm going to go and take out a teaspoonful of oil and in Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Hamistapik min haner." A person uses this oil that is in the ner is chayev al tzmechaber because he extinguished the fire. So there's a machlokes Tosfos and the Rosh in Beye, what kind of kibui is there? What did he extinguish? So Tosfos says as follows. The Shememayet HaShemen, when there is less oil in the receptacle, U'marikoi mipi haner, so now there's less oil that's flushed up to the wick, Shuhu doilik, Miyad keiha oir haner. So now the flame that is burning gets a little duller, because taking away the level of oil in the receptacle, the higher the level, the greater the flame. The lower the level, the duller the flame. So by taking out a little oil, I'm making dull the flame. Vein doilek yafe kebatchile, will not burn as bright as it burned till now. So that is the kibui. The kibui is that now he's making the fire less. The ein leforesh mishum shememayer kviyas haner. Taisa says you cannot learn pshat that the kibui is that he is making that the ner will burn out earlier. That means there were 2 ounces of oil in the ner. So with the 2 ounces of oil, it would burn an hour. He took out 1 ounce, that's going to burn a half an hour. So the kibui is that he's making that it's going to become extinguished a half hour earlier. So Tosfos says, the hainu gram kibui. That is called gram kibui. That's called, he says he's chayev mishum mechabe, he's chayev. This is a Isser Deraisa. This is no Isser Deraisa. I took out some oil, so come out. It'll lash the chaisa half an hour earlier. That's called gram kibur. You're not chayiv because of that. And therefore, Tosfos says lahaloche, if a person has a candle and a person will cut the candle, so it won't burn so long. So Tosfos says from the bottom, yeah, it will cut the candle from the bottom. So Tosfos says that's no mechab over there. That's the Shem Steifen, it's Gram Kibui. The Rosh in Beye brings down this Tosfos. He says, very nice, I'll buy it from you in Beye, but when I come to Masechta Shabbos and I come to this Mishnah, I see that Tosfos is wrong. Because in our Mishnah it says, Mehide Shefai Feres Al Pi Yaner. Our Mishnah, we have a receptacle over the Ner. And this receptacle is dripping into the Nair, and he's going to take his teaspoon and put it into the receptacle. Don't tell me that the flame is going to get duller. How's it going to get duller over here? By putting his teaspoon into this receptacle that is over the Nair. The Nair the Nair will burn the same, with the same, will illuminate the way it illuminated before. The Shvayferes al pi Nair da Osa. Al kolchoch mimei she, so you can't say the Tosfos pshat. So al kolchoch pshat is neishe memayel kibuyoi. So the only way you can say pshat ma mishnah is because he's goyrem, he's making that it will burn less than it was supposed to burn an hour, now it's going to burn a half an hour. She einay makrish moir haner klal, the illumination that the flame had will not become duller in any way. Because the bottom receptacle that is burning, that is full of oil. It just took it out from the top receptacle. Even though it'll take out a little oil from the top receptacle. So, Tosfos is wrong. So, what's pshat? Why are you chayiv mishum mechabit? Hilkach nirali taimoy the mistapik min haner mishum shememayir kibuyoy. The pshat that Tosfos did not like that he's making that it will extinguish a half an hour earlier. The loimikri gram kibuyoy. That what Tosfos said, this is called a goyrim, the kivin shahashemen vapsilo shteim goyrim emes adleike. So the Rosh says, since this is the fuel from this ner by taking away part of the fuel that's called I was mechaber. That's Shitas HaRosh. I would think Rashi holds also like the Rosh, because Rashi says the longest. Rashi says, Gzeir Hashem Yistapek Imen, he might come and use the soil. V'kivin Shehik Tzeyu L'ner, since he was Miyachet, the oil in the top receptacle for the Ner, Chayim Mishum Mechabet. This is Bemis and the Rosh Hasvara. The Rosh Hasvara, because this already became Miyuchet, this is the fuel of the Ner. The Yichud makes this the fuel, and I'm taking away part of the fuel. And this is not called Gram Kibui. Gram Kibui is if I do a pu'ul and something else. But by taking away that which was Nesiachet to be the fuel for the Ner, that is called Mechabet. The Etzim Kasha that the Rosh asks on Tosfos, so the Yamshel Shloimeh answers, the Yamshel Shloimeh says that the Chashash over here is not that he'll take a teaspoon from the top receptacle, then you're right, then the Ner won't become duller at all. We're afraid he'll take away the whole recess. I mean, you stop it, he'll take the whole bay, and the minute he takes away this, and it's going in to say that the flame will become duller, because the drips and drips and drips are creating that. It's not a reserve that's coming in. Each drip that is making the level in the bottom receptacle that it should burn to this illumination. And the minute you'll take away the whole top receptacle and you're losing your constant dripping, the flame will become duller. So that's the Yamshel Shloimeh's Teretz. The Yamshel Shloimeh says, if we're saying the Mishnah Yistapik means he'll take a teaspoon, then you're right. But the Yistapik means he'll take away the whole receptacle, and then it will become duller. Al Kaponim, so these are the two Eifanim HaTolem Shat in the Mishnah. Now let us finish the Mishnah. Lo Yemalei Adam Ka'oresh El Shemen, a person should not fill up a plate full of oil, V'yitneno b'tzad haner, v'yitain roish ha'psilo b'soicho, b'shvil sh'tehei sh'yeves, b'rab Yehuda mater. This was a second oifen to ensure more fuel for the ner. And this oifen was as follows. We had the ner, we mentioned before that the ner had one hole over here that we put in the psila. And there could be another hole over here also that the psila could come out. So you have to imagine a long wick. The wick was put into here, there's oil in the ner, and the wick goes out from the other side of the ner. We have this long wick, and now we'll take a dish full of oil, and we'll put the end of the wick, we'll put this in the dish full of oil. So this dish full of oil will be using the oil from this dish, and it's burning. That's it's shayiv. It's shepping the oil from the dish, and it is burning. So again, the same thing. He has this nice dish. So memela, he might come and use the oil in this dish for einik shabbat. So there will takabi oiver alts mechabit. The same thing, the same achlokes Rashi and the Rosh and Tosfos. Lo yemalei adam ka'oresh el shemen v'yitneno b'tzad haner, v'yitein roish ha'psila b'soicho, b'shvil sh'tehei sh'yeves, that it should be shayev the oil from the ka'oreh, Rabbi Yehuda mater. Rabbi Yehuda again was not afraid. People will realize we're using this oil now as fuel for the ner, so nothing but to worry about. Let us see Rashi. V'iten roish ha'psila ha'sheni, the second side of the wick, shuyayti derech ha'nekev ha'achar shebener, that goes out at the second hole that's in the ner, lishayv, so it will be shayev the shemen that is in the kore. The shemen nimshach derech ha'psila l'roish ha'doylik, and the shemen goes from the other side of the wick till the side that is burning. Now we need all these cases. If we'd only said a case of a beye, then we think that by a beye the rabbonon asa the kibin loy me'ise, since it is not a, the receptacle is not most, it is not a repugnant receptacle, osi listapuki minaisi might come and use it. Avol shel cheres demeis, cheres is with the receptacle is most, eim amoydele le Rabbi Yehuda. Then I would think the cholim amoydele is nothing to be afraid of. Yashminon shel cheres. It would only say cheres. V'hokama Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda said there's nothing to be afraid of. Yizicha won't use the soil because the receptacle is made out of cheres. Avo b'hi but abeya emamoydulu rabona. V'yashminan hanachtalt. It would only say the first two cases. V'hanikom Rabbi Yehuda mishum v'loy mifsik. Because there's nothing between the top receptacle and the ner. It fits right over this groove over the nair. So there Rabbi Yehuda says everyone will put two and two together. They'll realize that this is part of the nair. This is the fuel for the nair. Avol bahani ta'vi the lemipsik. Avol kore the mipsik. But a kore that there's, the kore is next to the nair. There people don't see the connection between the kore and the nair. Eima moidulu rabbonon. Then I would think Rabbi Yehuda is moide to the rabbonon that we should be afraid he might come and use the oil. V'yashminen behi, v'hi kamer rabbonon. If we'd only say the last case, so I think that can, the last case for rabbonon are machmir. Because there, a person doesn't realize that's part of the ner. Avol bahani tarti. But the top two cases, where it's over the ner, so there, any moidel or Rabbi Yehuda, that they want geyser. Tzriches, that's why we need all these three cases. Lai mifsik, midi, Rashi says there's nothing that hefsik shuhumunach besei chlal haner lamayla mikisui. It's over the cover, it's in the cholol, so there a person realizes it's part of the ner. The mifsiki, there is a hevdol, there's a space in between. Shrei eitzel haner munachas. It's lying next to the ner. V'yesh kan hefsik, there's a space. But this is the ner. Eim amoyde the nigzer. Zokte gemara weiter. Tane im chibra yetze metchila muta. Tane im chibra besidu becharsis muta. Anan yetze tnan, ma yetze kein yetze. If this was attached with sidu becharsis by the owner of the snare, this is sufficient. So the Gemara asked, we learned that the Yaitzer has to do it. That means it has to be made by the one who made the Ner. Then it's really put together. Then it's really one piece. The Gemara says, my Yaitzer ke'ein Yaitzer. If he accomplished the same thing what a Yaitzer did, that is also sufficient. Tanim chibra balabayis atzmi bebayoyim besidai bechalsis muta. Ke'ein Yaitzer shechibra shap. As long as it's attached well, so Mamela people will realize that it is part of the Ner, and one will not come to use it. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Pam Achas Shivteinu Baliyas Beis Nitzer Belut. Rabbi Yehuda, that is the Mekel in our Mishnah. So he relates an incident that happened. They were once Shabbos in Beis Nitzer Belut. It was a certain house. Ve'iviu lonu shveiferi shalbeya, umilanu shemen. V'nikvanu, they brought us a sheferish albeya, we filled it up with oil, we made a hole in it. V'nachnu al pi'aner, v'hoya shom raptarfen uskenim. Raptarfen and uskenim were there, they saw what we were doing. V'loi omru lonodova. They did not say, it's chilo Shabbos, it's wrong. So you see, hakel, there's no gzeira. That is a raya, Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a maiserat, Kneged the Chachamim. He said there were geyser. There were bigger Tamid the Chachamim, Rab Tavan and the Zekeinim, Le Amru Lanu Dovah. Amru Loi. So the Chachamim answered him, Misham Raya, Shani Beis Nitze Dizrizine. Beis Nitze, that was a mokim, that these people were gewaldic as Rizim. So Memele, in that mokim, the Chachamim held, there's no reason to be geyser. But stamazai for the hamoin am to be permitted to do such an inyan, to have a bay al pi aner, here you have to be geyser.